6:30 and make that 12:36. Time to eat. Food Time's on the air. Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. And today, we're enjoying summertime. Some special summertime foods that are found at state fairs, county fairs. That's some of the best eaten that there is. I think the last county fair that I went to several years ago, the Sandwich County Fair, Sandwich County, Illinois, I was headed out there oddly to fill in for Orion Samuelson and Max Armstrong, a sentence rarely heard in broadcast history. Dean Richards doing the farm show, the agriculture show. This was a few years ago, and I go out to Sandwich, Illinois. I may have been exceeding the speed limit a little bit, I admit, when I was driving out there. And I was pulled over by, I think it was the Sandwich County Police for exceeding the speed limit. And I explained to them that, I got lost. And I was trying to, get to the county fairgrounds there in time to do the broadcast. And he told me to follow him. And, I didn't know if I was getting pulled into the police station, where I was going, but I followed him. And he pulls me right into the county fairgrounds, gives me a police escort right into the county fairgrounds. And we had a nice broadcast, but more important than that, we had some of the fine foods of the Sandwich County Fair, including their famous barbecued pork chops, which I will never forget as long as I live. They were so delicious. And they had deep fried pickles there. They had, you name it. I mean, the county fair food is amazing. State fair food is amazing. And all of those things are the subject of a brand new book that's out that's called Fair Foods, the most popular and offbeat recipes from America's state and county fairs. And it's written by George Geary, who is a food educator. He is an award-winning chef. He's a best-selling author. George, it's very nice to have you on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dean. I'm glad you got out of that ticket.
That's right. And I didn't get a ticket. That's right. I not only didn't get a ticket, but I got some amazing barbecued pork chops out of the deal. I imagine the quote research that you've done for this book must have been amazing, traveling from state fair to county fair to fair to fair to fair to put together this collection of recipes. Tell me just a little about assembling all this. That must have been really fun.
Yeah, over the years, I didn't realize I was doing the book. And I kept going to county fairs and state fairs. For 28 years, I was the culinary coordinator at the L.A. County Fair, which was at the time the world's largest county fair. And it was larger than a lot of the state fairs. And all those years working out there, I saw all these crazy foods. And then the Food Network had started up, and I started doing a few shows for the Food Network Canada, all on fair foods. So I thought, one day, this is my, I think, 11th. Yeah, it's my 11th cookbook. And I was thinking of a fun book. I'd been to so many fairs over the years, and I thought, I think I'll put this together and see if it's going to do how it'll do in print. So it's doing well. And I probably have been to probably about 4 or 5 dozen fairs, a lot of state fairs, county fairs. After a while, they all look the same, I must say, except the smaller fairs I like a lot more because you get more of the community,
right,
versus just how to buy the best kitchen mop or some of the infomercial type fairs.
Yeah, some of the products, tend to be the same. Not only many of those county fairs, but here in Chicago, and I'm sure that you must have experienced it in other cities as well, many of these street festivals that go on, where they feature many of the same kinds of foods, only in an urban setting. Same thing, same kind of products being sold in addition to all of these fun foods which are available.
Right, yeah. And the thing is, there's this one guy in California that started a lot of the crazy, crazy foods, seeing if people would eat them. And they kept going and going to where you see them all over the place, like fried Twinkies. And there's the guy down here, he does this one, it's on the cover, a Krispy Kreme donut split in half with three cheeseburgers on
Right,
top.
right, right, right.
And it's kind of like those crazy places that if you can eat our so-and-so burger or whatever, or the 50 pounds of red meat, you get it for free in an hour or something like that. So that's the other thing with fairs is they have a lot of those competitions, and that's what I was in charge of too.
Right.
That would be a fascinating book, competitions of what these things
are. I just want to ask you about your history with the L.A. County Fair. Is that similar to what we might consider, you know, kind of a rural county fair? I've never been to one. And when I think, you know, L.A. County Fair, it's like, what do they have, like deep fried granola, deep fried sushi?
So, you know, absolutely. That's why we have the book, so you don't see that. No, they have everything that's crazy food-wise also. Plus, they do have animals. They don't have as many. Outside of one of the fair areas I was working one year, it was Kids Day. And kids in Los Angeles, like you're saying, have they ever seen a cow or something like that? And this cow was giving birth.
Oh, wow.
And these kids were sitting around watching, and this one kid screamed out something to the effect of, what just happened? And his eyes got bigger than you can. And then when he saw whatever had happened stand up and walk, he really freaked out, this
wow.
kid.
Wow, how about
and
that?
So, and the ads around Los Angeles during fair season, they kind of poke fun. You know, this is where the real Gucci handbag came from, and then there's a cow picture.
That's
you know?
Great.
Yeah, so they do make fun of it. They do have a lot of the county aspect. There's a part of Los Angeles County that is agricultural. It used to be a lot more, but we've got Cal Poly Pomona that is an agricultural college. So it's there.
Yeah, so it's there. Yeah. Well, I want to go down some of these recipes that you've got in the book and some of the things that you feature here that like really caught my eye. I mean, deep fried Twinkies, deep fried Snickers bars, you know, those kinds of things. They're at almost every fest and fair these yep. days. But some of the things like fried guacamole bits and deep fried mm-hmm. butter. And isn't there deep fried Coca-Cola? Didn't I see that in your book too?
Yep. Yeah,
all right.
There is.
All right.
There
we'll
is.
Get to all those things. Talk about those and more. With George Geary, his brand new book, George Geary, rather. The book is called Fair Foods, the most popular and offbeat recipes from America's state and county fairs. 1248, Dean Richards, WGN, in our Food Time program, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, talking with the author of a really fun book, Fair Foods, the most popular and offbeat recipes from America's state and county fairs. George Geary is the author who is on the phone line with us. So, George, let's start off with what you think are the most offbeat that are in the book.
Oh, probably any of the fried parts of the book. I have a number of chapters, but everyone tends to go towards the fried foods, thinking that is the strangest part of the, like you mentioned, the avocado bites. I only saw those on the West Coast. When I was researching and doing
that, actually sounds really delicious. I might add, you have there are a couple of deep fried avocados. We've got the fried avocado slices, which
those are yummy,
are served with a creamy ranch sauce, and that's got to be nice and creamy in the middle, I would think, and that have that nice crispy breading. What are you using, like a panko bread crumb, something like that?
Correct
on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you can take that and put it with some of the other different fried items. The fried tater tots with bacon wrap, I think it's as much fat content, and making it fried is the craziest stuff.
Yes.
And really, you only do fried foods or you only do fair foods once a year when the fair comes into town. And that's why I put this book together. A lot of kids' parties, you want to do something fun. You don't have to do the fried part. We even have pulled pork sandwiches and that pork chop on a stick. They do a lot of stick things too. because you have to walk around while you're drinking and eating something at the same time.
That's right. You got a lot of stuff to balance, right? Yeah.
Yep. Trying to get to another location to do something.
So
you have to do it all in one hand.
Yeah, talk to me a little about this. Here, let me find it. The deep fried butter. Okay.
Yeah.
So are you,
came out of Dallas Fair.
Are you deep frying the butter so you can eat a big hunk of butter? Is that?
Well, pretty much, yeah. And it's like nothing you've tasted. You don't think it's butter. You think of taking a chunk of butter and deep frying it would melt all over the place, but you do freeze it, and when you fry it, it melts inside. So it's only like a little square. It's not a whole lot.
All right, so walk me through this a little bit now. So are you take actually a melon baller to the butter, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the butter balls, and then you freeze them. Is that right?
Yes, and when you make these, you want to make sure that you do have a doctor close by.
I think it's safe to say, really, with any of these recipes that we're about to mention to you, you should have your cardiologist very close by at any given point.
Check you out beforehand. But no, what you're doing is you're taking Irish butter because it's got it doesn't have as much water content in it.
Okay.
And you've got some brown sugar and cinnamon flour, baking powder, and salt. And you're dipping it into a buttermilk and dry mixture also. And then you're going to fry it up. And you serve it with some powdered sugar on top, some of the little rounds that you've made.
Okay, so the frozen butter ball goes into the buttermilk. And then you roll it around in the dry mixture of cinnamon, brown sugar, and so forth. And and are you putting any kind of anything on the outside, breadcrumbs, anything to crisp it up?
Well, that's where we've got the flour, the baking powder, and the salt.
All right.
You just fry it up a little bit at 375, and then you've got all these little rounds. It's really pretty decadent. And
enjoy. And I guess if you're using a melon baller, they're not that big.
Because
I was just imagining like taking a stick of butter and doing the whole thing.
Yeah, it's about a half a tablespoon.
That seemed gross to me.
Well, it's the same thing when you look at the fried Coca-Cola. Everyone thinks, well, how do you think fried Coca-Cola?
I wanted to ask you about that one, too. I was curious about that one.
Where you were going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that you're taking Coca-Cola and whisking sugar and eggs together.
Okay.
And flour with some seasonings. And then it's the mixture.
Then it becomes like sort of like a dough then, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. And similar to a funnel cake.
Oh, okay. So you've
got you're using the Coca-Cola as the liquid.
Coca-Cola, eggs, flour, cinnamon, salt, a little baking soda, until it gets into a dough, and then you take you're saying to take an ice cream scoop, and then putting that dough mixture into the hot oil. So
correct,
and then a little powdered sugar on top of it,
and then they puff up almost like a little donut type of thing, and because technically, like the butter, in your mind you were thinking a full stick of butter, and the same thing with Coke, you're thinking, oh, you're just, how do you pour Coke into frying oil?
Right.
So yeah, and that's where, if you go to the fair, you see these humongous signs, which I have in my book, that say fried Twinkies or fried Coca-Cola, and you think, and they have a bottle of Coca-Cola sitting next to it, and it gets you to go look and buy it.
Exactly right. So we're talking about those fried guacamole bites. I can understand how you would do it if it's a slice of avocado. And by the way, that sounds so delicious. The nice creamy avocado or guacamole inside of something deep fried sounds so delicious. But how do you do it with guacamole that's already, you know, kind of creamy?
Yeah, it's already creamy. We add something to the the avocado. We do some onions and shallots and some onions and a little bit of substance to make it firm.
Okay.
And then we take the whole thing and put it into a pan and let it freeze solid for 8 hours.
Oh.
So the whole thing freezes, and it still stays green because we've added a little bit of lime juice into that too. And then we go almost the same way as we did with the last one, is scooping it out and dipping it into a flour mixture, flour and egg mixture.
I got you. Okay. That, well, as I say, that sounds absolutely delicious. These recipes are so much fun that are in here. And as you'd mentioned, you know, bacon, you know, makes just about any recipe better. What are some of your favorite bacon-esque recipes that are in the book?
The bacon maple donuts. Those became popular a few years back with the sweet and savory. And then the other bacon thing is chocolate dipped bacon. And the fare is normally at the hot time of the year, and chocolate melts all off the bacon. So they normally serve it frozen. They'll cook the bacon, dip it in chocolate, then throw it in the freezer.
Uh-huh.
And you walk around the fair, and this chocolate is dripping off this stick of bacon, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's like as messy as you can get also at the fair.
Do you use just regular chocolate with that, or do you have to use the kind of chocolate that they use, you know, when they dip an ice cream cone and it forms that shell?
You can use regular, there's a chocolate coating type of thing you can use.
What is...
And if you... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, you're sorry. No, when you dip the bacon, it'll stick. It you have to dry it with paper toweling so it doesn't have the oil all caked on it, but
gotcha.
You'll be okay.
Yeah. I did a demo of some grilling stuff on our WGN-TV Morning News this week and did just some very simple bacon-wrapped hot dogs on the grill that, you know, were delicious. And I made pizzas, I made seafood, you know, swordfish. I made like a smorgasbord of wonderful foods. Guess what went first and was gone in an instant? The bacon-wrapped hot dogs.
The bacon-wrapped hot dogs, yeah.
People went nuts for them. But what I was going to mention to you, one of these great pictures in your book, they're really fun, these pictures of different fairs, is called Bacon Affair. Which features bacon-wrapped turkey legs, bacon-wrapped sausage, bacon dogs, bacon potato, bacon grilled veggies, and bacon bomb. What is a bacon bomb?
I'm not sure where you're looking.
It's page 85. Page 85, it says bacon bomb.
Oh.
Cheesy,
oh, okay.
Cheesy bacon bombs, it says.
Oh, that was one of the vendors that... They did ice cream, an ice cream sundae, and put hot fudge sauce and bacon all over it, is what they did.
Wow.
And they, I didn't put that in the book. We have like 120 recipes, and that was kind of one of the, it wasn't a popular dish when I was standing around the fair watching this place, and it had a lot of components to it also, because they also took the ice cream, wrapped bacon around the ice cream, and deep fried the whole thing, like deep fried ice cream.
That's awesome.
With bacon.
That's awesome.
And I thought, that's going to take 5 pages to do this recipe.
Right.
So I pulled that out.
Deep fried strawberries are featured in deep fried Oreos, fried goat cheese balls. You name it.
I like how you're going with all the fried stuff. Now, we have the alcoholic adult beverage area.
I know. And you've got, you know, barbecued ribs and chicken and waffles.
Those are boring.
You've got, you know, pancakes. Trust me, there are a lot of really great recipes in here. But these fried ones, as you said at the beginning, are the most fun. And they're all part of the new book called Fair Foods, the Most Popular Offbeat Recipes from America's State and County Fairs. Really fun book, George. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's George Geary. The book is available right now.